The Gospel reading from John. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. This is the gospel of grace. Thanks be to God.
And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, O God, our shepherd and redeemer. Amen. A week ago Friday, Broadway's Safety and Protection Committee recommended to the Board of Deacons a significantly updated and revised children, youth, and adults with disabilities safety and protection policy. Then at Monday's meeting, Pastor of Family Ministries, Jennifer Berrigan Davis, gave an overview of the policy to the board, whose members are now taking time to consider it, offer comments, and ask for clarifications. On that same Monday, sadly, many of us learned that a minister at another church here in Fort Worth had been arrested on charges of inappropriate conduct related to a minor. I have no information about that situation and no reason to cast any judgment. I am sure that this is a very painful situation for that church, and I pray for them along with everyone involved, most particularly any children who may have been harmed. Given the unrelated yet coincidental occurrence of these two events, I have decided that it is important today that I take the morning to give the congregation an overview, not of the policy per se, as it is lengthy and extensive and would keep you here longer than expected, but rather of our more general philosophy when it comes to creating and keeping a safe culture inside of a safe church. It is important that you know this church is a safe place to bring yourself, your family, and your friends. And the sermon this morning is intended to tell you how it is that we are making the church safe and to ask you to share in the responsibility of helping to keep it safe. First, some scriptures to consider as we think together on this very important topic. Things that cause people to stumble are bound to come. But woe to anyone through whom they come. It would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck than to cause one of these little ones to stumble. While I was with them, I protected them. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost. Behold, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves, so be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays his life down for the sheep. The hired hand who is not the shepherd sees the wolf coming and leaves them alone. And the wolf snatches and scatters them. The hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I lay my life down for the sheep. I am the gate. If anyone enters by me, they will be safe. The thief comes to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they might have life, and life abundantly. These are all Jesus' words, and they speak to the import he placed on the safety and protection of all of his sheep, and most importantly, particularly, the import he placed on the protection of his most precious little lambs. Jesus took his office and duty as a shepherd seriously, and he calls upon his disciples to do the same. Too often, however, the church has failed in this first and most basic regard. Sometimes this was out of ignorance, other times it was out of complicity, every time it was wrong. This morning, I want you to hear me say that we are committed to making Broadway a wise and vigilant church, a place where everyone is safe and well protected, including most particularly our most vulnerable and also those who work and volunteer with them. Churches can be easy targets. We are intergenerational and deeply connectional communities. And just like any other community, we rely on each other to help us raise our children. This is a wonderful and helpful thing, but it can also be exploited. And anyone with an eye for harming children can look to a church as a prime target. We know that most abuse happens at the hands of people who are actually known and trusted. And the shocking statistics tell us we are often much too trusting in general. Child sexual abuse is not a rare occurrence. In fact, sadly, 1 in 4 girls and about 1 in 6 boys will experience some form of sexual abuse before they are of the age 18. This means that the time to talk with our children about these things is right now. And it means the time to talk with our church about these things is right now also. We have to understand that we as a church are always at risk. And that means we have to understand that we as a church always have to be on guard. Day and night, the shepherd is always at watch over the flock. So what do we do to protect ourselves? Well, first, we do thorough background checks. We perform one on all staff members and everyone else who volunteers with children, youth, and or adults with disabilities. This is necessary and it is good, but it is not enough. It is not enough because on average, perpetrators will have around 150 victims before they are ever prosecuted in a court of law. That means that there are a lot of abusers who have not yet been caught. Therefore, their names are not going to show up on any background check, no matter how thorough it may be. So in addition to doing background checks to determine who works or volunteers here, we also have to do training to determine how they work or volunteer here also. We have to have good safety and protection policies and practices, and we have to follow them to the T every time the church doors are open. What kind of policies am I talking about? I will give just a few basics. No single adult is ever to be alone with a single unrelated child in our church or any church-sponsored outing or event. No adult volunteer is to ever send a one-on-one text or direct message to a youth or child without also looping in another adult or sending the message through our auditable Shelby software system. We have a culture of communication here at Broadway. And that means if we see something that seems odd or peculiar or perhaps unsafe, we report it immediately to supervisors and pastors. And if we have a reasonable suspicion that a child is being abused or neglected, then we report it immediately to the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services. Too often, too many churches have made the mistake of trying to handle these kinds of things in-house. That is a very bad decision. And too often, too many have been left in harm's way for too long because of it. In Texas, Hear me say this. In Texas, every adult is a mandatory reporter. In church or school or home or anywhere else. So if we see something, we say something. And if it rises to a level of reasonable suspicion, then we report it. These are just a few, some of the highlights which are in our policy. It is a 30-plus page document, and all of our staff and volunteers are required to read, know, and abide by it. Jesus said he was the gate. We need gates. Gates are necessary for protecting the flock, and we are called upon to be the gatekeepers. Some, as we know, may try to trick gatekeepers. They try to win their favor by acting as though they are someone who is helpful or trustworthy or kind. They try to groom the gatekeepers just like they would groom a child. But good gatekeepers are wise and observant and never let their guards down. They are vigilant and they aren't easy prey. So then, to any wolves who may be out there in sheep's clothing, to any wolves who may be out there in sheep's clothing, hear me say this. This church is committed to vigilance, to good gatekeeping, and to good communicating. So be you on notice that you are not going to find a soft target here at Broadway. Now, it is important that I say that we are not the authorities or the investigators. We are not the judge or the jury. Though by far and away, most accusations of abuse brought about by a child are true, there are times when people are falsely accused. And some allegations are even politically motivated. This was the case in South Africa during apartheid and in Russia under Stalin. And this has begun to be the case even here in the United States also. Many of us remember Pizzagate in D.C. And some of us will recall the signs some very ruthless right-wing anti-gay activists showed up with here at this church a few years ago. Publicly accusing people of being pedophiles is now a political weapon. So then we affirm the fact that everyone in the United States of America is still innocent until proven guilty. And we hold fast to our policies and practices so that everyone, children, youth, adults with disabilities, staff, volunteers, are all protected, and the church stands above reproach. Our policies are in place to protect everyone. And everyone has a duty to abide by them. No exceptions. Our former financial auditors had a slogan, "In God we trust, everyone else we audit." An audited church is a trusted and accountable church. And a church that keeps good safety and protection procedures is also. Now, finally, perhaps most pastorally this morning, I want to say something to those listening who have ever themselves been harmed or abused. First, what I want to say is that I am so sorry this happened. And I am particularly sorry if it happened on the watch of some church. You deserved better. The second thing I would say to you then is that you have my pledge that I will do everything in my power to protect you and others in this church today and every day that I am pastor. Pastor means shepherd. And a good shepherd does whatever they can to keep the sheep safe. And I know that I speak on behalf of these other pastors and all of our lay leaders here at Broadway when I say we are committed to ensuring this church is truly a sanctuary, a place of safety and security and protection for everyone. And finally, I need you to know that if God forbid we ever hear or catch wind of any other abuse, we're going to act. We will not blame or shame the victim, but we will shepherd and believe them insofar as we can and should, and we will report to the proper authorities, whatever is necessary and proper for the protection of the community, the church, and our children. In the biographical drama film Spotlight about the clergy abuse scandal in the Boston diocese, the lawyer who brought all of the cases to trial, Mitchell Garabedian, comments on the church's complicity in its inaction and cover-up. He says this, "If it takes a village to raise a child, it takes a village to abuse one too." We will not be complicit. We will not cover up. We will take action. This village is going to protect its children. Jesus said that if we be the cause for the vulnerable to fall prey, then it would be better that a millstone be tied around our necks and we be thrown into the bottom of the sea. That's how serious Jesus took safety and protection. And it's how serious we should also. We are called to be good shepherds. Our rod and our staff should comfort our sheep, and our gates and our gatekeepers should shelter them. They should fear no evil when they come here, for we are with them. And so too is the greatest shepherd of all. He laid his life down to protect and guard the sheep. And he lost not one, neither will we. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Mother of us all, and together all of God's people do say, amen and amen.